Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All news, all the time. This is 1010 Winds. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
This is a 1010 Winds News Flash. I'm Paul James. Here's what's happening. With winter coming, Mayor de Blasio has announced new improvements that he hopes will reduce the number of power outages and help restore heat faster at NYCHA buildings. The mayor says the city is also working hard to replace boilers at 12 developments before the freezing weather arrives. President Trump says it certainly looks as though missing Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi is dead. Mr. Trump did not say Thursday what he based his conclusion on, but he says the consequences for the Saudis will have to be very severe if they are found to have killed him. Meantime, leading human rights and journalists organizations are urging the UN to launch an investigation. Search underway in two New Jersey communities for men attempting to lure young girls into their vehicles. In Clifton, cops are looking for a man who tried to convince a teenage girl to leave her backyard and to get into his commercial truck. In another case in Newark, police are looking for a man in his 20s after he attempted to convince a 10-year-old girl and her two friends to get in his car. Governor Cuomo wants President Trump to get an up-close look at the level of damage in the century-old Hudson River rail tunnel. Cuomo toured the tunnel late Wednesday and plans to send video to Mr. Trump in an effort to get the administration to commit money to a $13 billion project to build a new tunnel. A new poll has incumbent Senator Robert Menendez ahead in his bid for re-election in November against Republican hopeful Bob Hugin. A Monmouth University poll finds Menendez leads Hugin by 9 to 12 percentage points. The lead comes despite findings that 45% of those questioned have an unfavorable impression of Menendez. Perhaps some good news not only for people at NYCHA, but for those who dread winter weather. A mild winter could be in store for much of the United States. That's the word from NOAA. The word from AccuWeather, clear skies overnight, low 40 in the city, 30s in many suburbs. For live and local news 24 hours around the clock, just say play 1010 Winds.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.